Really, who the fuck does a clip show? Turns out that wasn't my best idea. I mean, I don't know if anybody actually enjoyed that or not. You can let me know at podcast@gruntfreepress.com. That's the email address. But let me tell you, on my end, it was a fucking pain in the ass to put that shit together. I'm Absolute Deicide. By the way, gruntfreepress.com is the website. This is episode 101, a non-clip show, a clip show. So what I did for that last episode, if you didn't listen, the episode 100 was just a bunch of fucking clips thrown together, a bunch of random clips. I don't know, fucking listen to it, don't, whatever. But yeah, I mean, behind the scenes here, behind the magic at Grunt Free Press. If it wasn't obvious, I mean, I took a bunch of fucking 30-second clips from each show. Not necessarily a good clip or a funny clip or like fucking anything good at all. Just fucking random, most random bullshit I could. I was just pretty much looking at the fucking the sound waves, the fucking waveforms of each fucking whatever. Pick a random spot in each episode, just fucking zoom in and just fucking, I'm looking at like the little, you know, clip, like fucking waveforms, and just like, all right, this looks like I can cut out like a 30 seconds out of this to make, you know, just make a fucking clip out of it. So that's what I did. I mean, if I did that fucking 100 times, you know, and I knew it was going to fucking, like, all right, this is going to take a while again, fucking 100 of them. So I started doing that around like episode 90 or so. I'm like, all right, I'll do like a few here, a few there, you know what I mean? Just get these random clips. So, but I mean, by the time fucking, you know, episode 100 fucking rolled around, I was riding the gravy train, you know, I just got like 10 more to do here, just fucking, you know, just take them all, throw them all in just a timeline with the fucking mix, whatever the fuck you want to call it, on my audio editing software here, and just fucking, yeah, just throw them all in and then fucking mix them up. I mean, that sounds fucking easy enough, right? Just fucking make them all random, shuffle them up and all that shit. So, yeah, that should have been easy. I had it all fucking mixed up. You know, it just took like whatever, 20 minutes, just fucking, I mix them all up as best I can and fucking throw in the music and blah, blah, blah. So, did that. Then I listened to it and I'm like, all right, it sounds pretty good. That's fine. As good as it's probably going to get. Just fucking throw a random shit up there. Pretty much exactly what I was going for. So, I mean, I'm all set. I'm done. Done for fucking next week or whatever, last week, you know. I did that like right after fucking episode 99. I'm like, all right, I'm good to go. Fucking save it. Fucking, and then fucking as soon as I go to save it, pop up comes up. The audio editor has stopped working on this PC. It's fucking, fuck you. That's fucking ridiculous. That it's never happened to me before, you know. I was like, whatever, two hours down the drain after fucking, you know, listening into it and fucking, like, whatever the fuck, you know, doing all the shuffling and, like, whatever. It's goddamn fucking ridiculous. So I'm like, all right, well, I'll reopen the editor I use, you know, it's just hoping for the best. And no, I mean, nothing saved. I got to do it all over again, chop up fucking, you know, I saw this, like, 90 clips saved up or whatever, but I'm like, I got to fucking go into these last 10 and, you know, chop up fucking more clips, different clips, you know, at this point, because I have no fucking clue what I grabbed. Then go back in the mix thing, fucking open up a fucking 100 fucking total clips. I mean, I'm like, this is fucking taking way longer than I wanted. Like, this is supposed to be fucking just easy, throw it together and fucking go episode. Like, it's almost like a, you know, week off type of deal. So I'm like, all right, I'm looking at the fucking, you know, the 100 clips, start opening them up. I get down to like fucking like 20. I'm like, there's got to be a fucking better way than this, you know? So I tried doing some, I'm like, what can I do for like a shortcut here instead of manually fucking opening 100 clips and putting them all into this fucking timeline and shit. So, then using that just shuffle them all up and shit. So I'm like, it's got to be a fucking easier way. So I opened up like the folder on the computer where fucking all the clips were. I'm like, all right, let's move them all around here. You know what I mean? So I don't got to fucking sit here and fucking open them and fucking do all this shit. So I'm like, all right, this, maybe if we just fucking, you know, stop. I'm like, all right, let's try doing this. So we start moving them up and down, just, you know, as random, get them as random as fucking possible, up and down, fucking all this shit. Kind of like what I was doing for fucking my soundtrack for Forza Horizon 3, which I think they did add. And I don't know if I just talked about that. They added like a fucking shuffle playlist, like a shuffle option to that, Forza Horizon 3. That was a fucking problem for a while, but anyway, yeah, so this bullshit. So yeah, I'm doing the same shit. I'm just fucking moving a bunch of clips up and down, just trying to get them fucking mixed up. I'm just like, dude, fuck this too. Like, this is fucking, it's taking like even longer, you know what I mean? Just fucking, it's retarded. So then I'm like, fucking, like, what else can I do here? I'm like, looking at all, like, the folder options. I'm like, hey, look at that. You know, they're all, like, fucking, you know, going from, like, 28.0 seconds to, like, 33.7. You know what I mean? They're all, like, a little bit different in length. So there was an option to sort the folder by fucking length. So I'm like, all right, do that. And fucking, like, just everything's just fucking pretty random like that. Dude, that's fucking pretty sweet. So do that, then I fucking, I'm like, all right, I'll try doing this now, fucking open up the audio editor, and I can just fucking just throw them through all these in, fucking pretty much in order, and I'll be good. Do that, fucking, you know, open up the fucking, the mixer or whatever, the fucking audio editor, and they all just automatically reorganize, like, you know, again, just fucking in order by title, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm like, fuck off, dude, fuck you. It's fucking so fucking frustrating, so. Ah, yeah, so I ended up fucking just doing the same shit, threw 100 fucking clips, just opened them all, and fucking one by one in the timeline again, and just fucking, yeah. Anyway, fucking long story short, yeah, that sucked. It was pretty bad. It was, again, it was supposed to be just fucking easy, you know, easy fucking, oh, this will take me 2 seconds, but yeah, that probably ended up taking me, like 3 times longer than, you know, just fucking recording a fucking normal hour-long episode, and that's it, you know? Yeah, and by the end, pretty sick of my own voice. I never want to hear my fucking voice again. I unsubscribed. I'm no longer subscribed to this fucking podcast. So, yeah, moral of the story, I guess, is never get creative or ambitious. It just bites you in the ass, you know, in the end. Just so, back to the same old for this guy here. I'll tell you that. Talk about Friday the 13th, the game. Yeah, let's go back to that. That's something that's seems to be go pretty smoothly. Let's talk about it for a little bit anyway. I know, fucking Friday the 13th. But yeah, I've been playing a whole lot of it. I've been playing a shit ton of it. I'm looking at like my Steam games. It's like number 2. I think it's like right behind Dark Souls 3. Is, you know, about to be like surpassed of like hours played of me playing the fucking game. Yeah, I'm not going to bore you too much about it. I mean, they have been making some changes, you know. They had like a kind of a fucking, yeah, whatever. The game was okay, like when it launched. I said, you know, I had fucking some issues the first like couple days or whatever, but you know, it's just slow. Every day just gets like a little bit better, a little bit better. They're adding, you know, people like fucking start like finding ways to fucking like cheat the game and fucking like glitch through shit or get into areas where whatever Jason can't go, and they'll just sit there all game and I only really run into it like once or twice, or, you know, some cheap bullshit of like fucking like, oh, I can fucking just keep running around this little circle, and, you know, they just fucking, they're moving like little things around, like little fucking changes till like, you know, it's like fucking now it's like, ah, it's pretty, you know, it's getting, it gets like better and better, you know, but yeah, so yeah, I found out something new though after, yeah, I played like 75 hours of the fucking game, yeah, there's hidden cassette tapes in the drawers called Pamela tapes, you know, which is Pamela Voorhees being interviewed after whatever Jason drowned or whatever. It's the cops interviewing her. I mean, I knew about them. I mean, they released a couple of them before the game came out, just as like a promo video, or whatever. Just fucking like, oh yeah, some you know, tapes of Pamela fucking getting interviewed, and it's not that secret that they're out there. But I thought they were gonna be in like the single player or whatever. Like, you know, they still haven't released the fucking single player portion of it. I don't know when the fuck that's actually coming out, but that's what I thought it was gonna be, just like a single player type thing, like whatever, fucking play, you know, be hidden in there when you're playing single player, like somewhere on the maps or some shit like that. But but yeah, I guess they're in the game right now. But the way you have to get them is you have to play the game on a Friday, like real world, Friday, go online and play. And then when you're doing that, there's random tapes. They just hide the tapes randomly in some of the draws and shit. It's fucking just one random draw, and maybe probably not in every match. You know what I mean? Just fucking like pretty rare still, but just fucking. I've yet to find one, but some people have, and there's videos on YouTube of people getting them, so I'm assuming they're real, you know what I mean? I'm assuming that that's an actual thing. Like, I don't know. I mean, again, it's because my fucking schedule and shit, like, I don't play a hell of a lot on Friday. That's fucking whatever. My Wednesday type of deal is fucking Monday, you know. I don't work normal people hours or days, so I don't know. I just fucking thought that was pretty neat. Just fucking something to look out for. I'm just fucking, if you're playing on a Friday, you know what I mean? I'm playing as a counselor, opening up draws and fucking like, oh, what's this thing? This fucking random tapes. I don't know. I just thought that was pretty cool. And another thing to look out for is, starting today, I believe, as I'm recording this, I think it's the 20th. Yeah, there's some free DLC coming out, and, you know, some of it's, like, they're saying it's fucking, like, oh, you know, because we had, like, you know, wasn't the smoothest launch, it was kind of rocky, you know, he has fucking some free shit, it was just new clothes for counselors and free XP, like, I don't really care about that, I have fucking all my shit, I don't know what the fuck the max level is, but I'm, like, 33 or 34 or some bullshit, but I have, like, everything, like, all the characters unlocked, all the fucking Jason skins and fucking Jason, like, executions. I would get that all unlocked. It's just fucking, I'm just buying perks at this point for the counselor to see if I can get something good. But I've been pretty much using the same shit for fucking ever. So, yeah, then they're giving, new clothes, free, free, like, cash, whatever the fuck, the points to spend. And I think, like, this weekend or some shit's, like, double XP weekend. I don't really care about that. But the big thing that's coming is there's a new Jason skin that's based off of the NES game. So he's got, you know, the blue mask, and he's in, like, a purple jumpsuit and shit. I mean, that's pretty cool. And when he's near you, instead of, like, the normal, like, Jason, like, chase music playing in the game, it plays, like, a retro chiptune type, you know, fucking NES style music. There's something similar to, I get the fucking the Tom Savini skin, and fucking it plays like a different music and shit when you're after people. It's like the music that plays is new. It's not like from the NES game. It's not from like the NES soundtrack, which I thought that would have been a fucking riot, but whatever. I mean, fucking it's still pretty awesome. I mean, it's awesome and stupid. It's my favorite combination of stuff. I know, I was fucking like, oh, this is funny and shit. I mean, I'd still rather have, like, fucking, like, Jason X. I think everybody wants fucking Jason X as a skin or whatever. And, like, you know, and a couple new maps and shit would be nice. But, I'm sure all that shit will be coming soon, you know, as paid DLC, I'm sure, which I'm fine with, like, whatever, you know. So, yeah, I also started playing the game with a working headset, finally. That actually adds, like, you know, just having voice and shit. And again, I had, like, fucking the voice volume turned all the way down or whatever. And, it's just being able to use a headset. I mean, that does add a whole nother fucking, dimension to the game. You know, they use, like, the, proximity voice chat, you know, where if you just, you find fucking whatever walkie talkies in the game. If you get a walkie talkie, you can hear other people with walkie talkies, wherever you are. But if you don't, you know, if other people don't, you have to get close to them. It's like, you know, proximity voice chat, that type of shit. But I haven't seen that shit used well or at all, really, since fucking like Halo 2 or whatever. I remember that was fucking huge in that, Halo 2. That was really cool. So, yeah, I mean, if, you know, again, if you're fucking, you're talking and fucking if Jason's near you, he can hear, you know, he can hear what you're fucking saying. So, it becomes like a balancing act of, you know, you want to talk, you want to give like information to what you're doing, you know, you want to let your fucking, your teammates or whatever, the other counselors know like what you're doing. But then it's like, you know, if Jason's near you and you start saying some shit like, oh, I got the fuse, I'm going to the fuse box and blah, blah, blah. Like, oh, he can hear that. or you're like, you know, I get the battery. I'm going to fucking repair the car and shit. Like, you know, and fucking that comes over the, it goes over the fucking walkie talkies or whatever. Like, he can hear that. Now, you gave away your whole fucking shit. You know what I mean? You gave away the whole plan. So yeah, it's cool. It's kind of like just like another aspect of it. Then of course on the flip side of that, you get the fucking obnoxious Jasons fucking running around, you know, yelling fucking one liners and shit. Saying being gay in general. So I could do without that. I mean, I've said since I play like the beta, like, you know, dude, if you're fucking playing Jason, like the mic should be fucking cut. Like, you shouldn't be able to fucking talk. You can listen again. That shit's cool. But fucking like you're by yourself. You shouldn't be fucking running around being a fucking faggot. So yeah, anyway, I have a fucking working headset, and here's the thing too. I don't know if you remember me saying, like, I'm like, fucking, I have, like, you know, all these fucking headsets that work fine, you know what I mean? The fucking sound's fine, I can hear shit, but every one of them, the mic just never works, like, fucking, you know what I mean? It's fucking, like, it's just mic just fucking just static, or, you know, whatever, it just doesn't come in at all, or whatever. So, so I'm like, fucking, like, all right, so whatever, I'll buy a new, guess I'll buy a new one, and, you know, I get my new one. It's a fucking Sadie's fucking 7.1 something or other fucking USB. I don't know. But one of the fucking like top like Amazon sellers pretty much is how I went by it. You know, one of the best reviewed and just fucking wasn't particularly that expensive. It's not like fucking like top of the line fucking whatever. I don't know. But it's nice and it's fucking loud and shit. You know, I like that. I like that it's fucking like real loud. You know, it is fucking, and it's got like the volume control and the mute buttons right there on the cord, just a little, whatever the fuck you want to call it, little circle type thing, just fucking like, oh, all that shit's right there, fucking turn the volume up and down, fucking mute your voice, fucking all that right there. That's all nice. I'm not so sure how I feel about the fucking USB connector thing, instead of just fucking like an audio plug. It's because I'm running out of fucking USB. You know, spots for fucking USB on my computer. It's just fucking like, I gotta, you know, unplug this, unplug a fucking controller, unplug that, and, yeah. So, yeah, anyway, so I fucking, plug the headset in, it's fucking, alright, sounds great, fucking, you know what I mean, fucking, you know, I'm just playing with it, fucking, going to my audio fucking recording app. All right, let's check the mic, check the volume and shit, just so I can see, like, where it's at compared to whatever the fuck. I don't know, just make sure the mic works, you know, and that's all good. So I go in there, I'm like, all right, I'll just record myself as a little test thing. Try doing that, and, guess what? The fucking, it doesn't work. I can't hear anything from the fucking mic, or, it's either no volume at all, or it's fucking, like, real soft. Like, you can barely fucking hear it. Just fucking, it sounds like, you know, it's just like nothing, you know. So I'm thinking, like, dude, what the fuck? Is it, you know, brand new mic? I'm just like, going through, I'm like, fucking reading the instructions and shit. And so I'm like, oh, what do I need this fucking, do I need to install this disc that fucking came with it? You know, is that fucking how you get the mic working on this fucking thing? Like, I don't know. Like, fucking, like, I don't have a fucking disc drive on my fucking computer. Like, what the fuck do you want me to do with this fucking CD-ROM? You know what I mean? I'm like, all right, I go fucking online, fucking check if I can get, like, the software there. It's like, well, it's just like, no, this fucking, that shit never happens anymore. All this shit just goes, like, automatically. So, like, why the fuck isn't this working? Like, it's fucking ridiculous. There's no fucking way. Like, I just bought, you know, a brand new headset because I needed a working microphone, and then fucking just, you know, this doesn't work too. It's fucking retarded. So, yeah, so I'm like, all right, so I'm just like, what the fuck is going on? I'm going to the fucking audio control panel on Windows, and I'm like, oh, there you go. And it was the fucking recording volume for the mic is set to, like, 55 or some shit. So, you know, it's set, like, pretty low, so I'm like, oh, I'll turn that up to, like, 100, and fuck, it's got a little volume bar right there, and it's fucking like, oh, that's fucking going up, like, to the top, so I'm assuming it's fucking, you know what I mean, it's fucking working, the mic's working, it's loud and shit, so, you know, it's a pretty easy fix, I guess. I mean, I don't know what the fuck that was about, but I'm like, all right, so I go back in the audio recorder, just make sure it works, and same shit. I can barely fucking hear myself in the fucking audio recorder. It's just fucking, like, just mumbling and shit in the back, rather than mumbling loud up front like it should be, like I normally do. So I'm fucking, like, I don't know. So I was fucking you know, barely fucking hear myself. I'm like, I can't fucking do this. I can't fucking use this. This is bullshit. So fucking open up the fucking the control panel again. Is fucking the volume just keeps resetting to like 50 or like whatever lower. It's like all over the place. I'm like, dude, what the fuck is going on? You know, there's fucking like all these like little check, you know, check boxes of, you know, automatically lower the fucking volume. I'm like, no, I have all this shit like set right, so it shouldn't be at all like fucking with this. You know what I mean? Like fucking. And then I realize none of this is gonna do anything to dispel the rumor that I'm a fucking technological retard. But bear with me here. You know, I'm like, all right, let's do a little fucking googling here. Just, you know, just like, what the fuck? Like, what's going on? Like, you know, Mike getting muted by itself and fucking Windows or whatever. So yeah, I'm like googling shit like that, and just like, yeah, I'm not the only one. This is fucking happening to you. So I don't feel that bad, but there's actually fucking like quite a few fucking forum posts and shit about you know, Windows resetting the microphone volume. And again, here we go. This fucking like, you know, everyone's a fucking whatever. I don't know, but you know, it's just fucking, you know, a million different fucking solutions. Like who knows? You know, it's fucking like, oh, you know, oh, that happens because it's a bug in Windows, and you know, you gotta check this box in the settings and uncheck this box, and it's fucking, you know, some Russian guy of like, oh no, I wrote script to prevent it from happening, and you know, download this fucking whatever file or whatever, and fucking, or download this fucking script and fucking open up your whatever system level fucking settings and, you know, paste this and fucking whatever the fuck administrative kernel, whatever. It is, yeah, there's just fucking like questionable shit of fucking, you know, fucking with like the script and like Windows and shit, like fucking like, you know, a deep level fucking like system shit. I'm like, fucking, I don't know. I was like, oh yeah, I don't know. It'll reset the volume or whatever, like to like 100 every like, you know, 2 milliseconds. So I'm just like, I don't know. This seems like a fucking disaster. So, yeah, just the fucking majority of all the answers are fucking like, oh, you know, oh no, it's a virus, you know, fucking, it's a virus that does it, and fucking, you gotta download and run fucking malware bytes, and fucking like, oh, dude, I'm fucking way past that, you know, I don't have a fucking, I'm like 100% sure I don't have a fucking virus. I'm way ahead of you on the fucking malware bytes thing, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, I don't know. So yeah, I was just going a little bit nuts. I just keep checking. You know, I'm like, I just keep checking the fucking levels, and every time I go back to fucking like check it myself, like in the fucking audio software, it just keeps the same shit. Just like the volume just keeps resetting itself, keeps fucking resetting itself. So yeah, I just fucking like, yeah, you know, it seems fine, and then fucking just, you know, try recording, and it just keeps happening. So. Yeah, it turns out what happens is I had the fucking, the audio recorder, like that fucking app or whatever, the fucking, the program I used to record myself, that was set to fucking adjust the mic level to a certain point when I recorded in it. So yeah, it was doing that every time I open this up that I'm using to record now, like it just fucking like system wide would fucking like adjust it to like whatever 55, whatever the fuck I have said. I don't know why it does it like fucking like system level, like, I don't know, so it's kind of like doing it like double, I guess. Like every time I would fucking record, I would just go down a little bit, like 50%, 50%. So I don't know. Yeah, so just, yeah, the mic's fucking fine. It works fine. And fucking, as long as I, you know what I mean? As long as I fucking don't, you know, after I fucking record this, I gotta fucking probably turn my system wide volume up to like 100. But again, I had all that shit fucking checked off, the no and like whatever. It's just, I don't know. So all those mics I had were probably fucking fine after all. You know, the other fucking 3 headsets I had, it was just fucking me, a little retarded on my part, you tell me. I don't know, but I have a new mic now, fucking several of them, maybe. That cracked me up too, the fucking, you know, I'm playing fucking Friday the 13th, I'm like, ah, oh, my mic works, like whatever, I'm just fucking, I'm not fucking blabbermouth, like fucking, like whatever, being again YouTube fucking Mr. Social fucking streamer, anything like that. I'm just fucking like, yeah, whatever, just fucking information and blah 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 and whatever. Just, yeah, the first match I played with a mic, yeah, this random broad says fucking like, oh, that voice, you sound like you should be on the radio. And it's fucking like, it's cracking up. It's fucking like, I don't have to tell you guys how right she is, but yeah. And then she started talking about her fucking like dyke wife and shit like that. And just fucking like, all right, whatever. My fucking like, just stopped listening. Fucking started tuning her out. It was fucking, and then she's talking about like drama about fucking the other people we're playing with that are her friends and shit. So like, yeah, oh yeah, like that's the type of shit I don't miss. Fucking like random internet fucking drama, fucking people who have been fucking playing together forever. Just fucking, you know, gay fucking drama. Don't miss that so much, but some other shit's pretty funny. But yeah, anyway, yeah. So I have a mic I can use. So yeah, anyway, enough with the pleasantries. You know, I feel like it's fucking been forever since I just fucking sat down and did a normal show. It's been a couple. But since then, I guess E3 happened. I don't know, it was like a week ago or something, I think. yeah, I know. I'm late to the party. I don't know if you're sick of hearing about E3 yet or not. It actually worked out pretty well for me. Just again, it's a fucking like I did like the fucking stupid clip show last week. So, yeah, I mean that delay meant I could fucking like actually like watch like all the conferences without fucking like getting like too burnt out on them. It wasn't like fucking like all right, one after the other. You know what I mean? It's fucking like, oh, I have to watch this day, the day it comes out, and it's just like, nah, it's fucking whatever. It's on demand. Like, got like a week and a half or whatever, just fucking like whatever I feel like it, I can just go for it. And I don't have to fucking split up by E3 coverage. You know, I'm gonna do like fucking like, ah, this is fucking whatever the weekend, and this is the ones that are on fucking Monday and whatever for next week. So then anyway, yeah, let's get to the real meat sandwich of the episode, you know, the fucking E3 2017. I'll be honest. I don't know what all the fucking fuss was about with it. I mean, it was. I understand it was like, you know, heartfelt. It was more to aim towards like kids or whatever, and just you know, the practical effects are pretty good. I was just like, yeah, I was just fucking, as I'm watching, I'm just like, dude, the fucking the advertising here is so like fucking blatant and like corny and shit. Just fucking, it's like, yeah. I mean, yeah, that's cute. You have all the fucking Reese's Pieces on the fucking floor, and you know what I mean, on the ground in a trail, and I'm sure it's fucking good for fucking Reese's, you know, for big Reese's. But you know, it's been like 35 fucking years since fucking this shit first came out. I mean, just the alien looks like a fucking droopy fucking ball sack, and you know what I mean? But who cares about fucking Drew Barrymore anymore? She's not that, you know what I mean? It's fucking, just and how gay is it? They replaced the fucking, the guns and the fucking, the show with, you know, in there with fucking walkie talkies. Like, that's fucking retarded. That's some fucking bullshit. That was E.T. My bad. I watched the wrong thing. All right. Well, let me go watch this E3 thing. I'll go get back to you. All right, so E3 2017. Here we go. I'm just gonna go down the list in order of how I watched it and just whatever. Just watched them and fucking like whatever, taking notes or whatever. Just as I went through the conferences. So strap in here, fucking prepare for mediocrity and shit I wrote. Fucking just bullshit notes I wrote when I was getting pretty fucking bored through most of it, but just hang in there. So yeah, first up, first one that was I watched, I'm pretty sure I watched them in order as how they came out. EA Play is EA's own conference. First one up, I think. And yeah, the first thing they showed was the new Madden coming out. And yeah, according to the people on stage, they did it, guys. It's the most innovative Madden game in decades. And all they really showed was a bunch of fucking cutscenes and like a fucking like story mode. And I guess they added like a story mode, I guess. And it looks like that's basically just a fucking movie that plays. I don't know. I guess you probably fucking watch a movie, then play a couple like matches or whatever, like fucking plays or whatever the fuck they do. Just cool. I mean, I don't know. I'm just gonna assume the actual game is just fucking more Madden. You know, it's barely fucking changed in the past like fucking 20 years. I'm just gonna assume that's it. Just, you know, nothing else to go on. They didn't show any fucking actual gameplay. So yeah, and then they showed some Battlefield 1, and I guess that game has some DLC pack coming out or something. I don't know. I was a little confused what the fuck it was. Yeah, they're talking about like, oh, you know, they have like these fucking maps. You play at night, and you know, they're all in, you know, take place in Russia in the snow, and fucking like, ah, oh, it's pretty cool, you know. Different anyway. It should look different. And then they start sounding like they're talking about like some single player content that's in there. Like fucking, I don't give a shit about fucking Battlefield 1's campaign. I thought that was fucking awful. And I'm not gonna fucking pay for more fucking campaign missions or whatever. So I'm just like, I don't know. Maybe. I mean, I guess it's fucking missed. Might be like in the package. Just get all that shit. Like fucking a couple campaign missions and those night maps and shit. I mean, I still have fucking Battlefield 1 installed on my computer. I was fucking just like there of like, oh yeah, I should probably play that. But I haven't fucking played it in fucking months. I don't know. I mean, just DLC and you know, DLC 4 is not particularly up there. And I was not really gonna really call my name or anything like that. You know what I mean? It's fucking more shit. I've kind of moved on from that. I don't know. I mean, again, fucking the game was good and shit. But I don't know. And then they showed some FIFA shit, which, I don't care about at all. I just kind of zoned out of that. Though what I did fucking like get from it is fucking like, hey, look, there's more fucking story mode shit in a sports game, and they're showing very little gameplay. It's just fucking all this fucking like drama and shit. Just fucking, I don't know. I don't think that's a fucking great trend that's going on there for sports games. Just fucking focus all on a fucking like story mode and, I don't really care, but, showed some esports garbage again. Don't really give a shit about that. Just a bunch of fucking streamers and YouTubers and shit fucking talking about esports. What the fuck ever. And they showed Need for Speed Payback, which I'm not a huge Need for Speed fan. I never really was. I don't know what it is about it. Just fucking, I played quite a few of them, and everyone's fucking, I just don't like how it controls or whatever. Fucking, you know, it's kind of like arcadey and like whatever. I don't know what they showed of this one. Is not really changing my mind. It doesn't really do anything for me. You know, it looks like some fucking Fast and Furious fucking nonsense where, well, you're fucking driving your car into semis and the trucks are like exploding. And once again, this was all this emphasis in a fucking driving game on like story and like cutscenes and shit. And in a fucking racing game, I did that. Just looks like it would be fucking obnoxious. You know, I was fucking driving up to a car, and the little cutscene of fucking people jumping off onto fucking roofs and fucking the hoods of cars, and all this bullshit's happening as you're playing. Just fucking, I don't know. Then fucking it cuts back to like, oh no, now you're driving again. Just I don't know. Just no thanks. Like again, what they showed, fucking, I have no real interest in. And they showed a game called A Way Out, I believe it's called. The way it would maybe just Way Out. I don't know. Yes, from the creators of or the main lead. I know, it's the same studio, I guess, that did fucking Brothers, A Tale of Two Sons, which I fucking loved that game. I absolutely fucking loved fucking Brothers. Thought it was great. But yeah, this is what they're showing now. This new game. It's a co-op game. They're showing just like two people in a prison breaking out, and that'll look good. I mean, fucking, you know, it's like it starts out. You're in a prison. You're fucking, you know, working with this other guy to fucking break out. You know, going doing the whatever the fuck. You know, hiding in laundry carts and. Knocking on guards and shit like that, and they kept like emphasizing, like, oh, this is a co-op only game, you can only play it co-op, and I don't know about that. It looks like it's a fucking a long form game. Like I don't know how fucking long it's actually gonna be or whatever. It doesn't look like it's a fucking like whatever, just fucking hour long thing. I mean, they're showing like this long arc of fucking like, oh, this is them after they're in prison and they're doing this and that, and you know what I mean, like all this like shit that looks like, so it looks like it's gonna be pretty fucking long. So again, it's co-op only. I'm just fucking like, I'm fucking old, I have no fucking like friends, like who the fuck am I gonna play this with? I mean, just a fucking random person online or what? And you know, even something like, you know, other co-op games like whatever, like Journey or whatever. I remember fucking these aren't really co-op only. I'm saying like ones that have like options, games with options fucking to go online and play shit like that. Like, I get something like Journey, which is like 2 hours long. It's fucking like, I had like, when I played through that, like half a dozen fucking different people were fucking like dropping in and out, you know, in that fucking like 2 hour time span, you know. It's fucking just, so I don't know, like fucking what am I going to do with this fucking game? It just, and it looks okay, just fucking, again, it's not really for me. I mean, I couldn't find anybody that fucking, again, would fucking, I'd want to fucking sit down and play this fucking long-ass game with co-op only. You're just fucking like, nope, we have to go through the entire thing. Like, I don't know, who the fuck am I going to do that? I'm fucking 30-something-year-old man, you know what I mean? Like, fucking what the fuck? And they showed a new BioWare game called Anthem. Just a, you know, short trailer, full fucking gameplay reveal at Microsoft's conference. So I don't know what the fuck the point was of even showing this. Just, you know, showing some sci-fi monster stuff going on. I don't know. I didn't know what this was at this point. It's fucking like, oh, it's something called Anthem. I have no idea. I never fucking heard of it, but didn't really know what it was about. They did cover it on the Microsoft conference later. So, when we get over there, talk about that. NBA, whatever the fuck. I don't care. Fuck basketball. I fucking hate basketball. showed some Star Wars Battlefront 2, which they brought some fucking slut up on stage, and I guess she's a fucking voice actor in the game or something. She probably should have kept her fucking mouth shut. This fucking, oh man, she went out there like in character, like all dressed up, like this whole fucking parade, fucking stormtroopers fucking circling around her and shit. It's fucking like, you know, all serious, and like she's doing this fucking act in character, fucking, you know, doing her, you know, she's some stormtrooper fucking commander or some shit. She's fucking, about like fucking like a minute in, she realizes like, oh, this is really fucking dumb. And she just kind of like drops the act. I'm like, yeah, that was kind of dumb. She probably should have brought the fucking slut up on stage and left it at that without the fucking, you know, the act. But, anyway, so yeah, they show the fucking, the multiplayer, and that looks fucking awesome. I mean, I really liked the fucking, the first Battlefront. I thought that was great. This looks like it's more of it. It's more of that. Just fucking with more shit. You know, deeper leveling, more vehicles, fucking more heroes, all that shit. I'm down with that. Again, I already fucking bought this game. Like, I bought it like fucking weeks ago on fucking like CD keys for like whatever, 30, 40 bucks. I'm like, I already bought fucking Battlefront 2. I'm okay. So I'm like, watch this. I'm like, guys, it's cool. You know, it's fucking like, hey, man, I already have it. I already fucking bought it, so whatever. The gameplay looks good. Fucking, you know, the graphics are fucking nice and shit, obviously. Yeah, looks like they did away with like the pickups on the map. I mean, you'd use in the first Battlefront for like, boost and like, grab little icons, little spinning fucking circles for, like vehicles and shit. And that was like Counter-Strike or something. I mean, you fucking like as you're playing, you earn points for, how you're playing, kills and fucking helping out the team and that bullshit. And then, you're earning points, then you spend those points for whatever you want, you know what I mean? Fucking calling like a vehicle, calling this, calling that, like special fucking units or whatever, like special fucking spawning as fucking like heroes, like all that shit. So yeah, I mean that's an improvement, I think. That should be cool. So yeah, overall for EA, I mean, it's just fucking, there wasn't a lot I was fucking interested in at all, really, except for fucking Battlefront, which I already own. So again, I'm moving on from that. Yeah, Microsoft conference opened up with talking about the Xbox One X, which is the Project Scorpio's actual name, which is I don't know about the name. I mean, it just sounds like some fucking online douchebags fucking gamer tag fucking, X Sniper 420X and it's fucking X Box One X. I just still don't fucking give a shit about the fucking the console, buying a new fucking console. Talking, oh, 4K this, 4K that, and fucking like, oh yeah, well, fucking at some point eventually they'll probably be on the next TV I buy. It's probably gonna be a fucking 4K TV. They're gonna be fucking dirt cheap. I gotta do that first before I start to give a fuck about buying, 4K console or whatever. But for it's like, oh, I can downsample and blah, blah, whatever. I just whatever. I have a fucking launch Xbox One. That's fine for me. You know what I mean? I barely use it because I have a fucking PC, which is probably. Oh, it is more. My PC is more fucking powerful than the fucking Xbox One X, and it's gonna fucking play all the same games that are coming out. So, I just yeah, don't really have much else to say about that. Yeah, then fuck yeah. So, they show Forza Motorsport 7, which is yeah, more Forza. I know, fucking yeah, Forza, blah blah blah. I know. I play a lot of fucking racing games, and I fucking I play a lot of fucking Forza games too. But you know what? They're all pretty fucking awesome. It's been fucking 2 years since fucking Forza Motorsport 6, and I'm willing to bet every other fucking Forza game fucking put out has been fucking amazing. So I'm willing to bet 7's gonna be too. Until they prove me wrong. So pretty excited for that. I mean, predictable, sure. I guess, but it's fucking Forza. That comes out October 3rd, and I'm totally fine. As soon as it's available, I'll buy the fucking extra fucking ultimate edition, blah blah blah, $100 this and that, VIP, all that shit. Fucking, I love fucking Forza. So, yeah, then they played this. They showed Metro Exodus, and holy fuck, that's just Jesus Christ. That's a fucking surprise. That was an actual fucking surprise, and I fucking love fucking Metro 2033. That fucking game was blew me away. I fucking love that game. Then they put out the other one, the second one, Last Light or whatever. That was okay. So yeah, they're showing this thing. It's all fucking in-game footage, in quotes, and in the trailer they're showing. But I mean, from what they showed, it's like, oh, it looks like they're again, they're kind of going back to more of the Metro 2033, like the survival aspect of it is, the scrounging from the fucking, scrounging for fucking gas masks and fucking air filters and fucking like all like the fiddly shit from like the first one that was fucking cool as shit. So it was like this, like, that's what they're emphasizing on it. Fucking like, no, it's fucking like kind of survival. It's just showing the guy fucking grabbing like the gas mask and like, wiping shit from his face and just checking his map and his compass and, his gun's getting fucking jammed and all that shit and just fucking, and then, shows him getting out of the fucking subway system and, into the open outdoors and shit. And yeah, it looks like this, it shows him fucking like jumping on a train with other people and shit, so it's like fucking like, oh, we're gonna get out of the fucking subway system and, traveling on like, through the fucking world, which they haven't done. I mean, it's just, I don't know, to me that's fucking huge. I mean, again, I fucking love that series. I love the fucking games. Again, the first one's way better than the second one. But again, I played those games fucking multiple times over. You know, fucking I've read the fucking the books and shit. I love those. I love fucking Metro. Yeah. So again, for me, like this fucking big deal, big fucking deal. I mean, fucking no clue when it's coming out, but it's just, again, I was fucking like, I figured, like, the series is fucking done, like, I'm like, fucking like, whatever, you know what I mean? They did, like, the fucking, the remaster came out a while ago for both of them and shit, but I just thought, like, whatever, like, I don't know, that didn't really set the world on fire or anything like that. I just thought, whatever the fuck happened to that series is just fucking done. People forgot about it. Just fucking like, holy shit, what is this here? Like, again, I didn't hear any fucking leaks about it, anything like that. Just fucking like seeing that, just fucking like, is this? And then fucking like, holy shit. Like that's fucking, I don't know, great. Good shit. And they showed some Assassin's Creed Origins, and I don't care at all about that fucking series, so whatever. I don't care about Assassin's Creed. PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds is coming to Xbox One. Okay, I mean, whatever. I could play it on fucking PC right now, but I don't buy fucking early access games, so I don't care what it is. So, the fact that it's coming to fucking, it's probably going to be like, I'm sure it'll be fucking Xbox One fucking early access preview, whatever the fuck they call that first. But hopefully, the fact that it's coming to consoles means it'll get fucking finished. You know, I was fucking like, oh, here's a finished version of this. You know, here's version 1.0. Then maybe, probably, I'll fucking pick it up and play it. But not until then. So, but I mean, yeah, just fucking the fact that I don't care that I probably wouldn't even play it on fire. I'd play it on my fucking PC. But yeah, hopefully that push onto consoles is fucking like. Get some on to fucking like, oh, I better finish this game, like fucking that'll happen sooner rather than later. And by the time it's finished, I'm sure everybody playing the early access will be fucking burnt out of it and fucking like, oh, our game's old, like whatever. But hey, whatever. They played they showed State of Decay 2, which pretty much looks like an improved version of the original State of Decay. Which is, again, that's good enough for me. I really love fucking the first State of Decay. If it's fucking just like, hey, we just added a bunch of shit and fucking polished everything up and just, you know, added, you know, more shit. Just, great. I'm down for that. Okay, that comes out in the spring. Minecraft, like, it's still around. It was a big surprise. Oh, now it's in 4K. Like, fucking, like, wow. Oh, wow, this is just what I want. Dragon Ball Z, fucking just kill me. Fuck that. Black Desert Online, whatever the fuck, coming to Xbox, generic fucking fantasy MMO bullshit, whatever, don't care. The Last Night they showed, looks like a fucking pixelated Blade Runner indie game. I'm like, hey, that looks fucking neat. I don't know what it plays. It might play bad. I don't know. But I saw that. I'm like, oh, cool. I like this fucking art style. I like fucking, you know what I mean? It's fucking, it looks cool. I like Blade Runner. I saw that. I'm like, fucking, I want to play the PC Blade Runner game. I don't know what the fucking gameplay's like, but it looked cool. And I guess there is a story behind fucking The Last Night, which involving fucking Gamergate and fucking SJWs and bullshit like that. And I'm not going to get into that right now, but, I guess Sargon of Akkad put out a pretty good video on it. That's pretty fucking good and brutal. I mean, go watch that if you want to know more about that. Yeah, pretty gay what happened, but I'm just going to keep going through E3 shit, maybe come back to it at a later date, I don't know. So, Code Vein, we saw the fucking same trailer before fucking E3, is fucking whatever from, it looks like it's fucking cartoon Dark Souls-y game, which is yay, but then it also looked really anime bullshit, which is nay. Sea of Thieves, they showed more, and just, I don't know, I still know about the game. It just seems like one of those fucking, like, oh, here's a sandbox, and fucking, oh, multiplayer, fucking play with your friends, make your own fun type of deals, and boring otherwise. Like, fucking, like, I don't know, what am I going to do in this? I don't know. I thought what they showed, how they presented it at the fucking conference was fucking pretty bad. I mean, cheesy narration, fucking bad fucking British humor, just fucking like, I don't know. Keep going back and forth on that fucking game. And something came up later at a Ubisoft conference, so I'm like fucking like, maybe not. Maybe really just don't give a shit about that game. And they showed some game from the fags who made Gone Home, so right away, nope, that's not happening. Cuphead got a release date, September 29th. Thank fucking Christ, because Cuphead looks fucking awesome. I think that game looks fucking so good. It's Contra, as far as I can tell. It's fucking like, hey, it's Contra and fucking like whatever, 1930s fucking cartoon art style and shit. It's fucking like, yep, I am all, that's, yep, okay, I'm gonna check that out. Crackdown 3 looks like a lot of jumping, a lot of collecting orbs. All right, they did the fucking obligatory indie game montage. And then they showed another Life is Strange, and that was one of the worst fucking games I've ever played in my life. Again, I fucking bought the season pass for fucking, that was like an episodic like Telltale type game. I bought the fucking season pass for that. I played fucking episode one, and I'm fucking like, nope, this is fucking pretty gay. This is one of the worst fucking games I've ever played. And then they showed the new Shadow of Mordor, Shadow of War. That looks fucking fun as shit. A lot of personality and fucking like story and shit. Like they were showing some real goofy, you know, the fucking bosses or whatever. Fucking like real good. Like fucking this you know, fucking the randomly generated ones. Is fucking like, this looks fucking great. More colorful and shit. Just fucking, you know, just get the Batman combat. Looks real good. It's so good I already pre-ordered it like fucking weeks ago. It was on fucking CD keys for like $30 or $40, whatever. So I'm like fucking like, oh, this looks awesome, you know, fucking cool, and I already own it. So they showed a new Ori and the Will of the Wisps, to Ori and the Blind Forest, sequel to Ori and the Blind Forest, which is, you know, 2D fucking platformer type whatever. Yeah, I like the first one quite a bit, so I'm fucking like, this looks, didn't really show too much. You know, I'm like, it's probably going to be like another one of those, but that's cool. I mean, fucking whatever. I'll probably pick it up at some point. And they got original Xbox games are going to be backwards compatible, which is fucking nice. I mean, again, another thing I've been fucking saying for fucking years since fucking whatever the fuck. Probably before even they did the 360 backwards compatibility, is fucking like, I keep going back and forth. I'm like, do I want to buy a fucking original Xbox? There are some fucking games on there that like I really want to fucking play, but I own some of the fucking, a few of the games, just fucking no system. But yeah, I mean, they're just showing fucking Crimson Skies, which is, that game's okay. That's all they showed, but still, anyway, fucking again, not much else besides that. Just fucking like, I hope the games that I want to play fucking come out on there eventually type of deal, but who knows. The price for the Xbox One X is $499. $100 too much, pretty much. I've already fucking talked about that. I'm not buying it anyway, so whatever the fuck, I don't really care. Anthem, they showed more of that, the new BioWare game. It looks pretty. It looks like it's fucking, you know, open world, fucking mech suits, fucking run around in fucking mech suits and fucking monsters and shit. You can play co-op, again, with the fucking real bad narration, the fucking cringy voiceovers of the people playing. Fucking just, looks a hell of a lot like Destiny. I will say, when they first opened that up, fucking, they showed fucking whatever, like, first person, like, going through a market and fucking talking to people, look kind of like, whatever, desert-y and fucking, I was like, this is fucking Rage 2, holy shit, it's gonna be fucking Rage 2, isn't it? But no, I was like, this, whatever, so, yeah, the new fucking BioWare game, but I don't know, it looks okay. Again, it's fucking like, I don't know, looks like Destiny, it looks like a fucking prettier fucking Destiny, hopefully with fucking a decent story, and I'll check it out probably. Maybe. We'll see what else comes out about it. So, yeah, Microsoft, I mean, fucking a decent show. Fucking, a lot of sequels, some shit I want to play, some shit they've been fucking showing for like 3 years at this point, but, yeah, fucking new Metro game. I mean, that's what got me. I mean, that was the fucking highlight there. That's what fucking got to me. Bethesda's conference, they start off with a fucking montage of kids talking about their parents working at Bethesda. Yeah, that was fucking good start. Good start, guys. And then immediately from there, they go into VR. Yeah. Fucking Doom and fucking Fallout VR. I mean, they both look like fucking gimmicky, like the gimmicky fucking garbage. I mean, it's fucking, you're either fucking like on rails or like standing in place, just fucking like, oh, I'm fucking moving shit around and fucking, you know, fucking looking at shit, or, you know, or you're fucking using that stupid fucking shitty, like fucking, oh, point at the ground to fucking warp point to point. Then you fucking like whatever, look around and just fucking, I don't know, whatever. And then they showed fucking Elder Scrolls Online. Don't care about that. And then fucking, I just didn't know what the fuck was going on with the fucking, the shitty fucking Bethesda Land presentation they were showing. It's fucking, like a cartoon map, like it's fucking like Disneyland or whatever. Fucking, it's like, what the fuck is this? Like, this is the best you guys can fucking come up with. Like, this is fucking awful. sorry, I was fucking sick the other week. I was coughing. Cough up some phlegm. I'm pretty sure I had fucking pneumonia. That's pretty gross. You fucking feel my lungs like filling up with fluid. That was pretty disgusting. Week or so. Anyway, fucking yeah. Mods for fucking Fallout and Skyrim and shit. Don't care about that. Don't give a shit about fucking mods. Elder Scrolls card game. Don't give a shit about that. Skyrim on Switch. With amiibo support and fucking motion controls, okay, sure. Dishonored 2 DLC thing. I don't know. I still haven't fucking played like the original fucking or whatever. This the standard fucking. I played Dishonored, but I haven't played fucking Dishonored 2. I own it. Fucking just now. It's again one of those games. Fucking like if I'm really bored. I just really have no fucking drive to play it. So I don't really care about fucking the DLC for it yet. Quake Champions they showed, which the game looks alright. I mean, fucking, but what a shitty fucking esports fucking commercial thing they did. Fucking, you know, black and white, fucking real serious, fucking, oh, champions aren't born, they're made. Fucking, like, this fucking Jesus Christ. Like, this is fucking ridiculous. Evil Within 2. Which I hated the fucking the first Evil Within. I thought that game was fucking complete garbage. But I'm not gonna lie. I was fucking watching the fucking the presentation on Evil Within 2 and was fucking like, you know what? Fucking actual survival horror games are so fucking rare these days. And you know the fucking trail of the show one's like fucking like real fucking dramatic and way too long. Again, not a lot of gameplay for it, but I mean, fucking what this show looks more fucking actiony maybe than the first Evil Within. Like I don't know. Again, if I really didn't like the first one, I'm fucking like looking at this like maybe. I mean, I don't know. We'll see. Wolfenstein 2: The New Colossus, which I fucking love the New Order and the fucking whatever. The one that fucking came out, the newest Wolfenstein. I fucking love that game. Probably one of the best fucking single player first person shooters in like, I don't know, 5 years or so. Fucking yeah, the trailer had a lot of fucking cinemas and shit. Fucking, you know, whatever. Kill more Nazis in fucking America. So pretty much modern day, you know, like America now that Trump's in power. Am I right, guys? Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it'll be fucking awesome. I mean, fucking, well, again, Wolfenstein, the same studios working on it, fucking Machine Games, I think. I mean, fucking, like, yeah. I'll play any fucking Wolfenstein. Like fucking yeah, that fucking the last one and the fucking like little DLC thing they did, fucking just amazing. So yeah, so that's the only thing I was really really interested in was fucking the new Wolfenstein and the whole fucking conference pretty much. Though kind of disappointing. I mean, fucking Bethesda usually has some fucking awesome shit they're working on, but yeah, I mean, this year what they showed is fucking mods and VR and DLC and whatever, free to play fucking bullshit, fucking whatever, and Wolfenstein, but oh well, can't all be winners every year, I guess, can't fucking knock it out of the park, over and over. Yeah, they get Ubisoft. They showed Mario and Rabbids, or Mario plus Rabbids, whatever the fuck they call it. Some fucking Switch game. Yeah, real dream come true. Finally, fucking Mario and Rabbids. Miyamoto fucking comes up on the stage with some fucking Mega Man Buster thing on his arm. He's, you know, talking to the fucking French guy on stage through fucking, you know, both getting translated, and I don't know, I'm sorry, it's fucking, you know, Miyamoto's getting translated, the other guy's has a really fucking thick French accent. Yeah, it's kind of awkward, but I'm looking at the game, I'm like, fucking, like, Jesus, this looks like fucking they had Jerry Lee Lewis make a fucking Mario game. It's fucking, oh, it's real fucking goofy, like over the top, fucking whatever. You know, fucking European humor plus Japan. That's what you get. With XCOM combat with Mario, and yeah, look, I'll tell you, I'm like fucking like, oh, it looks pretty kind of cool. I mean, just because again, it just looks like fucking XCOM. Yeah, it's like the game is like ripped straight out of fucking XCOM. With Mario, so I'm like, ah, it looks kind of neat, but I'd still rather play XCOM. Real XCOM. Then they showed some more Assassin's Creed Origins, and again, fucking man, I don't really care about Assassin's Creed. Showed the Crew 2, another racing game, but fucking, you get like boats and like planes and dirt bikes and shit. I don't know. I didn't play the first. The Crew looked kind of shitty. I mean, fuck, there's a lot of fucking racing games out there. And there's another one, fucking The Crew 2. It looks like the Steep of racing games. Just fucking like, oh, extreme fucking driving and whatever the fuck. And just, showed South Park, The Fractured Butthole. Fractured Butthole. The release date's October 17th now. I hope so. I mean, again, another game I fucking bought like a year ago. I'm just fucking waiting for it to actually come out. And they have Skull and Bones, which is some pirate game, and they made it sound like, oh, it started off like, oh, it's another like shared world fucking pirate game. So I'm just fucking like thinking like, oh, it's just gonna be like another like Sea of Thieves type thing. Then they start showing like the PvP and shit, and it's fucking like, oh, this looks fucking like darker, you know, it's just darker, fucking more realistic. I'm like fucking like, the more I'm looking at it, I'm like fucking, hey, this looks fucking neat, you know, fucking showing like competitive like PvP modes, and you know, it's pretty much like the blown out like full scale fucking Assassin's Creed Black Flag like pirate game that everybody wanted anyway. I'm like, ah, this looks fucking cool. Like I was saying, like, fucking, like, Sea of Thieves, I'm like, I don't know, like, this game, I'm like, if I'm gonna pick a pirate game here, I'm leaning more towards this one. This one looks fucking, again, more up my alley, just fucking more realistic, more fucking competitive, like, fucking whatever. So I signed up for the fucking beta for that, see what happens, what happens there. Also, like, fuck, I was that trailer too, the fucking Skull and Bones trailer. I'm like, fucking, that's this is like the second remake, second like cover of the Drunken Sailor song. Oh, what did you do with the Drunken Sailor? They fucking like, that's two. Like, there's already fucking two. I fucking have two of the same songs at E3, just different versions of it. The Dishonored DLC fucking trailer had that shit too. The same song, or a different version of it, but it was fucking the same song. It's like, that's kind of embarrassing, huh? I'd say fucking, you know, at least the fucking the pirate game fucking made a little bit more sense though. Yeah, then yeah, they showed some fucking cringy fucking dance routine for a new Just Dance game. That's expected, I guess, at least once. And probably some fucking cringy fucking dance shit going on. Fucking rapping pandas and guys in fucking light up Sub-Zero costumes. That happens. Showed some fucking South Park phone game, whatever. Some fucking Switch Toys to Life fucking space game. I don't know, aka cash grab. Give me your fucking, give me money for fucking toys. Steep expansion is coming out. It's fucking some DLC or Olympics DLC. I don't know, that could be cool. No pun intended there. I used to like fucking whatever, like fucking, I'm a fucking old, like, Apple computer playing, like, fucking, like, Winter Olympics games and shit like that. Ah, shit can be fun. I don't know. Steep's a good game. It could be okay. They get into Far Cry 5, which is, yeah, that game looks fucking cool as shit. Running people over and fucking, like, you know, combines and shit and fucking, like, dogfights in the air and planes and fucking, like, yeah. Game looks fucking awesome. Well, it's Far Cry 5. It looks fucking great. And they showed Beyond Good and Evil 2, which is, I don't know what the fuck that was. I don't know what the fuck that trailer was. It's fucking like some monkey fucking jumping around saying fuck a lot. I identified a little bit with that, but I don't know. I fucking hated the first fucking Beyond Good and Evil with a passion. I thought the game was fucking complete garbage. It's one of those games like fucking like Psychonauts or like Shenmue or like Ico, whatever the fuck. You know, everyone fucking jacks off all over it, and you know, and then you play it and fucking like it sucks. Like this game's garbage. I love the fucking, you know, if the fucking hipster fucking slot up on stage saying like, oh, we have a fucking multicultural world here and fucking Beyond Good and Evil 2, and the fucking the audience like, yay, they're all fucking like clapping and shit. It's fucking like, dude, fuck off. Ridiculous. I'm it's not a principle. I'm probably just gonna fucking skip the game just because of that. As a matter of fact, you know, there's so much fucking, again, it's fucking, it's like the buzzword at fucking E3, like every fucking conference, you know, is fucking just flash up on stage, like, oh, diversity at E3, you know, fucking in general at fucking E3, diversity, fucking whatever the fuck. Buzzword of the day. I heard it fucking and saw it so many times. You guys did it. I mean, you got through to me. I mean, you really fucking broke through the fucking mold. I mean, I was fucking, that's it. I'm a full-blown fucking Nazi now. Not even like a neo-Nazi. I'm just a fucking old school, like Third Reich fucking German Nazi. That's it. That's what I am now. Congrats, you guys did it. Then we get the Sony conference, and yeah, fucking they start off. So last year, I remember they had like a fucking live orchestra like pretty much the entire time at the show. So they went from that, from, you know, a fucking full piece fucking live orchestra to, it's just, now there's some fucking Indians like sitting on the floor fucking noodling on a fucking like sitar. So that's how they started it off. And then they showed some Uncharted 4 DLC, which is, I mean, I liked Uncharted 4 a lot, but, I don't know. It looks like a lot of the same shit again. Like, fuck, you know, a lot of fucking reused assets. Just fucking, like, whatever. Different story and, like, the same type of gameplay. I don't know. I'll wait for the remaster on fucking PS5 with, you know, the Ultimate Edition. Then they showed Horizon Zero Dawn DLC after that, which is kind of the same thing here. I mean, I've yet to play the actual fucking game. I mean, I played like the first couple hours. I own it, and I played like, you know, I played it for like 2 or 3 hours. I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. And fucking just fell off of it. But fucking again, not gonna care about fucking DLC. You know what I mean? Until I, you know, whatever. So yeah, I mean, fucking yeah. So they open with fucking two DLC packs, and that's kind of weak. I don't know. So, also, and the fucking, the sound was fucking complete garbage in the conference the first, like, whatever, 20 minutes or so. I could barely fucking hear it. I tried fucking, like, it must be, like, this bad fucking video I'm watching, like, a bad stream they got, but fucking, it's just fucking, that's how it was. I guess the audio was just fucked up for the first, like, 20 minutes at the thing, at the conference itself. Yeah, you got, then they showed some more Days Gone, which is the open world, looks like Uncharted-ish, fucking Last of Us, fucking looking, a zombie game with fucking motorcycle fucking guys, I guess. It looks good. I mean, I might check it out. I mean, especially after fucking Dead Rising 4 fucking sucked pretty fucking bad. I'm like, yeah, this looks okay. Just, yeah, and they fucking, they hung fucking real people in the auditorium upside down fucking, in the theater as they're showing it. So I'm like, that's pretty fucking dumb. That's pretty stupid. That's just begging for like an actual, like fucking, you know, E3 fucking death, you know, fucking, one of the fucking, whatever. Cable snap, this fucking zombie actor falls to his death. I mean, fucking, like, you know, but whatever. Yeah, they showed a new Monster Hunter game coming to the PS4. And again, this is another one of these fucking like cult hit games. I mean, oh, these games are so good. And fucking, yeah, I played the fucking the Monster Hunter that was on the fucking Wii U, and it's fucking, that's complete fucking garbage. And no, that was like fucking, like, again, it was one of those games, fucking, oh, this series is so good, and like, oh, this is the best one, and blah, 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 you know, they fucking, everyone's giving it like 9s and 9.5s, and fucking, oh, it's the best version of it, and fucking, oh, this is the best version of it, and I played it, and I fucking hated it, complete fucking garbage. No, I'm not gonna fucking fall for that again, so no Monster Hunter for me. And they showed a Shadow of Colossus remake, which, okay, come on, dude, like, seriously, what the fuck? I fucking love Shadow of the Colossus when it first came out on fucking PS2. It was a fucking great game. Then they remastered it on fucking PS3, and I'm like fucking like, oh, fucking whatever. I've played that game. It's the same game. Just fucking looks a little bit better. And then fucking like, oh, now it's fucking, oh, remastered again. A remaster. Like, dude, what the fuck, dude? Fuck off. I should, Marvel versus Capcom Infinite. Another game, I already bought this game, like, whatever, fucking on PC, but, I'll be honest, I mean, fucking, the more I look at it, I'm fucking, this game does not look very good. The art style is pretty fucking gross, and, the people they're showing's not very good either, but, oh well, we'll see, and we will see again. I already bought it, but fucking, the more I look at it, the more I'm like, I don't know, this game doesn't look great. You get a Call of Duty World War II, which is, yeah, okay. You know, it's been long enough since the fucking, you know, World War II game. I'll probably check it out. I mean, they get rid of the fucking, hopefully they get rid of, like, the, you know, the convoluted bullshit from, like, fucking the futuristic ones, and I'm sure it'll be fine if it's just fucking, again, just more core fucking old school weaponry and not fucking, like, calling in, like, whatever, a bunch of bullshit. Speaking of bullshit, and they showed some VR bullshit that I don't care about. Fucking Final Fantasy branded VR fishing game. How about that? They showed some God of War. I don't know. Fucking Daddy Kratos. I'll probably play it, but it just looks pretty fucking tame. You know, pretty tame compared to the fucking the original games. Detroit Become Human, which is fucking a David Cage interactive movie game, aka a big budget Telltale game. It looks visually, it looks good. I mean, the story's probably cheesy and cheesy as shit. It's just a fucking David Cage game. I don't know. I watched Westworld. This is probably no Westworld. I'll just say that. Destiny 2. A decent trailer anyway. I don't know. I'll probably pick it up at some point. Spider-Man they showed, which looks okay. A lot of fucking QTEs going on there. So overall, I don't know. It's kind of a shitty conference, I thought. I mean, they showed some shit. They fucking showed a lot of the shit they showed fucking last year. You know, fucking not a lot of fucking new games. Though it is PlayStation, and I know their fans love their fucking remasters so much, so yeah, maybe they just fucking dug out the 2016 conference and like, hey, it was just a remaster of that, huh? Zing. And Nintendo had a thing. an entire fucking Switch commercial, you know, commercial for fucking Switch, and just fucking like, no, fucking pretty bad, fucking FIFA and fucking Splatoon and fucking Rocket League and shit. Nah, I don't know. You're not convincing me here to fucking buy a Switch. No, fucking no. In the end, it's not just little quote here. In the end, it's not just where you can take your game; it's where your game can take you. Fucking my god, is that fucking bad? That's really, really shitty. Yeah, fucking Xenoblade 2, fucking Kirby, don't give a shit. Pokemon fighting game. Yeah, this is fucking like shit I look at and fucking like I feel no need. You know, yeah, this is why I grew out of fucking Nintendo shit and I don't feel bad about not fucking playing it. Metroid Prime 4. Now that's something I'm fucking interested in. Fucking like I'd play a fucking Metroid Prime 4, but you know it's on Switch or whatever. But fucking one game on fucking Switch. Like I kind of want to fucking play that. But all it was a fucking title screen. That's all they showed. That was it. Nothing else. Just fucking Metroid Prime 4 on the fucking screen. That was it. Fire Emblem Warriors, as in fucking Dynasty Warriors. Another one of those games, fucking whatever. DLC for Zelda Breath of the Wild, fucking just, I don't know. Again, I like that game, but just fucking, like, I'm done with that. Like, I don't want to think about that game again, like, anymore. Like, I'm done. Super Mario Odyssey looks fucking weird as fuck. I mean, you use your fucking hat to fucking possess different shit and take control over enemies and fucking frogs and fucking cars and shit. That's weird. I guess I don't know. And that was it for fucking Nintendo. It's kind of a dud for me. Again, Metroid Prime 4 was the only thing that fucking I'm like, oh, I'm interested in that. But all it is a fucking title screen. You know what I mean? It's fucking words on the screen. Fucking Metroid Prime 4. So there you go. So E3 overall, I don't know, it wasn't that great. I mean, it's mostly shit we already fucking knew about or shit I don't care about. I think maybe Ubisoft had the best conference overall. I mean, fucking just, you know, some surprises, and most of their games look like decent. Like, fucking, like, hey, I want to fucking play those, you know. But I think the big winner is fucking is Microsoft's show anyway, just for the fucking the new Metro game. And that's not at all, it's not like that's a fucking Xbox exclusive or anything like that. Just fucking that's the one I'm fucking most excited about, you know. EA and Sony shows both fucking suck shit too. But yeah, I mean it's fucking like Metro, like dude, this week I've been fucking listening to fucking every other podcast talking about like E3 while I'm at work. And the general takeaway I'm getting about this E3, which I actually agree with, even though the general fucking consensus is like fucking it's pretty low key. I mean, not that much to get like that hyped up over and fucking you know what I mean, and I have a little theory about that, because fucking this year was fucking open to the public, I guess, for like the first time ever, for a while anyway. And plus, it's probably, you know, fucking everyone's get fucking, so, you know, thousands of people fucking like whatever. I'm sure a lot of them have like their own like YouTube channels. They're all fucking online and on Twitter and blah, 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 talking about it. So, yeah, so fucking, like, you know, it's funny just hearing all the journalists, like, fucking, like, oh, yeah, it was all right, fucking blah, blah, blah. They're not, like, fucking, like, flipping out over too much shit. And I think that's because, because it was open to the public, you know what I mean? It's not like fucking, like, oh, you know, only the journalists there. Otherwise, it would have been those fucking people screaming about fucking diversity, like, yay, diversity. Like, fucking, you know, those would be the fucking people, like, fucking, that would be writing the articles, and that would be it. You know what I mean? That'd be fucking every article. But now it's fucking, I don't know. So I think it's probably evident, open to the public, maybe dampened a little bit of that fucking, like, you know, journalistic fucking, oh, get hype, and fucking, like, nah, everybody was there, you know, everybody watched the fucking conferences online and fucking, like, whatever, played the games on the floor, too, and, you know, fucking, so a little bit more honest, maybe, I'd say. Anyway, I was going over the fucking games in my head of fucking what was there and fucking, like, again, there are some good-looking ones. But then I just think like fucking like Metro, like holy shit, there's a new fucking Metro game coming out. And so I say, again, I'm at fucking work, just fucking like, again, just listening to people talk about fucking E3 and blah, blah, blah. And just fucking, as soon as I'm fucking like thinking back to like what I saw, just fucking literal, oh yeah, fucking Metro, and just fucking, just get chills. Like, I can't help it. You're getting fucking like, literal fucking like chills down my fucking spine. So there you go. I mean, I started playing fucking Metro 2033 again, and that game is still fucking great. So, so yeah, that's what made my fucking E3 anyway. New Metro game, thumbs up. So that's about it. I don't know, I could fucking go on for other shit. I mean, there was some fucking PC game show, which I didn't fucking watch because it was so fucking bad last year, but yeah, I looked at it, it was like 2 hours long, fucking, nah, no thanks. I skipped that one, but I watched everything else, so as complete as you're going to get, more or less. So that was it, fucking E3 2017. You guys tired of it? I'm fucking tired of it. I'm glad that's over. I don't know, fucking gruntfreepress.com, I guess. That's the website. Podcast@gruntfreepress.com is the email address. And I'm probably just going to play Friday the 13th a bunch more. So, yeah.
Feel up your own.